Good day, and welcome to the Sigma Alcohol Awareness Series conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn things over to Amy Papageorge. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining Sigma's Drug and Alcohol Awareness Series. My name is Amy Papageorge, and I'm a therapist and care manager for Sigma's alcohol specialty team. Due to the format of this seminar, you will not be able to ask questions during the talk, but there will be an opportunity to ask questions at the end. Following Dr. Chan's presentation, you will be asked to participate in a brief five-question survey so that we can get your feedback regarding your experience in today's seminar. After the survey, you will be able to ask our speaker questions regarding his talk. Please limit your questions to the seminar topic. If you have specific questions regarding substance abuse treatment or your policy, please contact the outpatient team by calling the number on the back of your insurance card. There is a PowerPoint for today's seminar available online. To access the PowerPoint, first go to www.sigma.com. Select Individuals and Families at the top of the homepage. Then select Health and Wellness from the drop-down menu. On the left, select Behavioral Awareness Series, then Substance Abuse, and finally, click on today's presentation. Again, that's www.sigma.com. Select Individuals and Families at the top of the homepage. Then select Health and Wellness from the drop-down menu. On the left, select Behavioral Awareness Series, then Substance Abuse, and finally, click on today's presentation. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Dr. Naresh Chand. Dr. Chand is a researcher at the National Institutes of Health. However, for today's talk, he is speaking on his own behalf about his personal journey to heal his own addiction to food and how what he learned can be applied to all addictive behaviors. Dr. Chan?
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. And thank you for the attendees, meeting attendees. First of all, I want to thank Sigma and Amy to organize this webinar. And as you can see, the title, Can Holistic Strategies Prevent Addiction? The answer to this question depends on all of us or you. From my perspective, the answer is yes. If you give it a try, you will succeed. Partially, completely, it will depend on you and your mindset. It is a personal perspective for non-scientists. If there is any scientist, I apologize that I'm trying to bring it down to the level of very lay people, very common people. So, just to next slide, addiction is a brain disease. It's a chronic relapsing brain disease. People are putting alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamine, smoking in their body, and these are serious chemicals which alter your brain and cardiovascular system and can result into diseases of liver, for example, in case of alcohol. Substance abuse, cocaine, methamphetamine, opiates can screw the brain. We cannot think properly. Our memory, learning goes down. But there is a hope. The drug abuse is a preventable behavior, and addiction is a treatable disease. I will not talk too much about treatment today, but we will emphasize prevention of this behavior. The scientists at NIH or other institutions are studying addiction from many, many perspectives. What are the causes of addiction? What are the medical consequences? What are its impacts? How to prevent it and how to treat it? As I said, we are going to emphasize the prevention strategies using holistic approach, which I use to overcome my own difficulties and challenges in my life. Next slide, why do people become addicted? And this is a partial list of things only here listed. Pleasure seeking, I want to feel cool and relaxed, sensation and novelty seeking, peer pressure to relieve low mood, pain, anxiety, and stress. Stress stimulates the brain system so that we become prone or susceptible to alcohol abuse or substance abuse. Why worry about drug addiction? Next slide is, well, it's a loss to the loss of productivity and poor quality of life for individuals and their family members. Many people are using many drug abuse substances, alcohol, painkillers, anti-anxiety medications, cannabis, so on and so forth. There is a social stigma attached to addiction. Tremendous cost to self, family, society, and nation. And too many emergency visits. Tremendous healthcare cost. And that's what I want to emphasize, the point of tremendous healthcare cost. If people will take care of their weaknesses, bad habits, or addictions by proper counseling, proper treatment, prevention, the healthcare cost can be curtailed. We don't want to, our objective is to make this nation a greater nation, a great nation, a greater nation, and a healthy nation, a healthier nation. That's our objective, and that's where I come into this picture. I'm blessed American, I'm first generation American, and I'm blessed to give this talk to you. I will share first of all my personal story. In 1962, at age 18, I experimented one cigarette. And if four people start smoking at that age, three of them will become smokers for life. Thanks to God, I did not become a smoker. In 1973, I came to Canada, and slowly I fell in love with tasty fast foods, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Wendy's, sodas, fruit juices, dairy, cheese, chocolate, etc. I have never had exposure to these things earlier in my life. As a result, I started gaining weight, and abdominal obesity, borderline hypertension, prediabetes, fatigue, tiredness, bone thinning, and ultimately in 1999, I had a stroke. My brain blood vessels ruptured. So I took an attention of this my problem, excessive love for tasty foods, and I start making some changes, and I was successful to lose 40 pounds of body weight. And now I don't have my back pain and so on and so forth. I'll talk about this a little later into more details, how I did it. The job loss, it's happening to many, many people. Perhaps over the last 50 years, 100 million Americans have faced this tragic event in their life, loss of job. I lost my job at age 50 and 55. And job layoffs, and then I was given a poor financial advice, and I lost all of my lifetime savings. So all these events led to me to face loss of income, self-image and pride, excessive stress, low moods, lack, and anhedonia means lack of driving little pleasures from walking, jogging, running, despair, becoming alcoholic, and needed sleep medications. I was not able to drive pleasures from little things such like gardening, car washing, walking, consuming functional foods. So I was fortunate to utilize holistic approach to improve and manage my addiction and my life in despair from mind-boggling loss of job, which was the most worst kind of stress I ever faced in the last 68 years of my life. So I adapted to the overall lots of things I introduced into my life, exercise, fish or fish oil, yoga, meditation, prayers, forgiveness, healing music, singing and dancing, sipping constantly some tea with warm lime or lemon water. I went from fast food to functional foods and herbs for reducing brain inflammation and healing the mind and body. This holistic approach helped me in gaining resiliency, and alcohol craving began to fade and in fact, drinking made me sicker. Today we'll discuss some, whether there is any scientific rationale for my holistic approach, and you'll find there is some evidence, but evidence is within you. If you try, you'll find it will work, at least in 50 to 70% cases, it could help. It will not cure the addiction as such. Next page is holistic approaches for overcoming addiction. Early recognition is important. Either you have been pointed out by yourself, that's the best way, or your family or friend telling you that you need to seek help. Sooner the help sought, better it is. Early recognition, early diagnosis, early prevention is the key. My advice to people who are listening to this talk, please do not consume alcohol with painkillers, sleep medications, or any other medications, because this may increase the concentration of painkillers or high concentrations of medications which can cause lots of health issues. As I said before, exercise, yoga, meditation, fish oil, functional satiety enhancing means the foods which bring satisfaction, and anti-inflammatory foods, and that's why I'll talk a little bit more about them. Hydrate body means drinking a lot of water. In my way of thinking, more than 50% people are not taking 4 to 8 glasses of water every day. And they are drinking coffee, tea, loaded with sugars and salt and milk and cream. And that's why many of us are gaining body weight. Keeping good company is very important. We are identify who we are by the company we keep. I am going to talk about a little bit about exercise. Is exercise an affordable and practical medicine for addiction? Can it be prescribed as a medicine? The answer to these questions depend upon you, and it is yes. In rats, this is an instrument where the animal is allowed to run, and his craving for cocaine goes down. So when rats can do, we are the human being, and we can do the similar thing. So next slide is very lengthy wordings there. What the conclusion in this study was, aerobic exercise might, and the scientist always puts the word may or might. I will say aerobic exercises and any kind of exercise, including dancing and keeping your mind and body busy, will help cocaine abusers to establish and maintain abstinence, means getting rid of your addictions to cocaine. Exercise reduces craving for smoking. It reduces desire for craving to smoke, withdrawal symptoms, stress, anxiety, tension, irritability, restlessness, and negative mood. After exercise, I am feeling high. People ask me when I come out of the gym, what you are on? And I said, I have taken a dose of exercise. Your desire, if you are exercising, your anticipation for speaking being rewarding and pleasure also goes down. This is a figure where you see this is the people who do not exercise, and those who exercise, this value keep coming down. So exercise does prevent craving for smoking. This is human studies. So exercise may have an underlying mechanism such as effects driving from yoga, tai chi, or exercises can decrease the stress hormones. It can increase the production of anti-pain or antidepressants neurotransmitters such as serotonin, GABA, and other mediators in the brain, which can restore resiliency and ability to cope with addictions. Now I'm moving to yoga. This is an ancient Ayurvedic practice for modern day use. It was established in India thousands of years ago, and recent science is telling us it reduces brain excitation, it calms down brain, it reduces the stress hormones, it reduces anxiety, pain, and low moods. Most important thing here is it improves blood flow to brain and produces calmness and improves sleep. And that's very important. When you're having good sleep and calm mind and good flow to the brain, blood flow to the brain, you are going to be a very functional human being. And you can practice yourself. I try to do it myself too, in the middle of the day for a few minutes at least every day. Here are yoga postures, and you don't have to be a yogi to practice these postures. You can go slow. You just sit in your chair and rotate your body and see the effect of stretching. And you can learn yoga postures on internet as many as you can wish, or you can help your family to do these postures in your home. Sitting, standing, taking the help of a wall or a chair, it's a sort of a stretching and doing something on a regular basis, maybe every hour, because we are doing sitting jobs which are killing us, which is not good for our health. So stretching and yoga goes hand in hand. Again, this is a very wordy slide, but here I'm going to go to the last point, or last 2 points, bending, twisting, stretching movements, massage the internal organs and glands. And yoga poses are generally done with deep, diaphragmatic breathing that is thought to increase the oxygen flow to the brain. When blood flow and oxygen flow increases to the brain, your brain is going to calm down and hopefully will reduce our addiction to lots of things. These are some summary points from yoga from a pharmacologist, which I am a pharmacologist, my perspective. The ancient Ayurvedic practice may help restoring the functioning of the pleasure centers, calming the brain, reducing brain inflammation, restoring resiliency, preventing addictive behaviors. And you can do Tai Chi, yoga, dance on regular basis. My recommendation for it, yoga, Tai Chi should be regularly taught and practiced in all homes of worship, education centers, health clubs, hospitals, and even our homes. Technology and media should encourage the use of yoga in daily living for improving our overall health. Yoga can be an affordable and practical medicine for addiction. Yoga should be mandatory in schools, colleges, and universities, hospitals, senior citizen centers, and workplaces. Yoga can be prescribed as a medicine for addiction therapy, especially in group settings. Now, from a pharmacologic perspective, exercise reduces anxiety, mood disorders, pain, brain inflammation, and restores resiliency, satiety, sleep, normalize the functioning of the brain pleasure centers. Exercise of any kind in your home or club, health club, or in the streets is the best, most effective, safest, and affordable practical medicine for lifelong chronic illnesses such as addiction and comorbidities, low mood, anxiety, depression, and so on and so forth. Now I'm going to move to omega-3. Does it have any relevance to brain diseases, including addiction? Over the past 50 years, we have been consuming too much of vegetable oil, soya oils, and which is a rich source of omega-6. Omega-3, which is combination of EPA and DHA, deficiency can be leading cause of brain inflammation as well as for loss of satiety and resiliency. Can omega-3 or fish oil serve as a medicine for addictive behaviors? I think the jury is still there, and I strongly believe it will help lots of people to overcome alcoholism and maybe even substance abuse. Fish oil exerts positive effects on mood and alcohol craving. A model of bipolar mice, like some bipolar patients, love alcohol. The mice on omega-3 drank much less alcohol, and it curtailed alcohol abusive behavior. The genes which are known to be responsible for psychiatric medications were modulated and normalized by fish oil, DHA, in mice. Next slide, I have listed some good sources of omega fatty acids: sardines, salmon, flaxseed, walnuts. The best is the salmon and other fatty fish. Omega, because it's a rich source of DHA and EPA. Vegan omega-3 is available on the market, on the internet, and I think most of these studies, efficacy study, proof of concept, it is still needed for short and long term in drug addiction and comorbidities. My recommendation is using 1 to 2 ounces of salmon or any other salmon or other fatty fish, or half an ounce or 1 ounce of nuts every day may be effective prevention strategy for many diseases, including addiction and comorbidities. Some people like to take any fish loaded with omega-3 two or three times a week, which is a recommendation by FDA and American Heart Association. That's equally good. The earth, since I'm talking about a little bit about earth, kudzu is a Chinese plant, and it has diazine in it, and it's a powerful alcoholism medication in it, and the studies are going on this compound. I talked about the lack of satiety in addicts, including myself. So, satiety-producing foods are any fatty fish, chia seeds, multicolor vegetables, and I don't want to name all of them at this time. Bean, lots of black beans are loaded with powerful medicine, brown rice, sweet potatoes, yogurts, and buttermilk. Forgive me. Fruits, popcorn, and whole wheat pasta, these are some of the foods which will produce satiety, and there are many more in this series. I'm giving you a simplistic view of addiction. The stress, anxiety, low mood, ADHD, other triggers causes brain inflammation and loss of resiliency, satiety, and control. And brain inflammation have been considered as a trigger for relapse. So more and more we get to the point of brain inflammation, it could continue the process of chronic relapsing disease. Does inflammation play a role in addiction? And I believe it does. So can it be prevented by exercise, yoga, omega-3, fish oil, and herbs? I will provide some evidence of it. I did say bipolar mice were given omega-3, consumed much less alcohol, and their abusive nature was reduced by fish oil. Inflammation is triggered or a part of lots of diseases, including aging, cancer, pain, substance abuse, painkillers, infections, physical inactivity, and fast food culture. And it can be reduced by the things which I have been discussing about. Is brain inflammation is the cause or result of addiction? It could be either way. It could be cause and effect, and it could be sustainer of the chronic behavior we face in this dreadful disease, addiction. Addictive substances and their metabolites may cause brain inflammation and pain. They increase the need for pain medications. Can ALKS reduce brain inflammation and reduce the use of pain medications? Here is the time that sick particular is inflammation, and it's the basis of many diseases of heart, including heart attack, cancer, Alzheimer's, and perhaps addiction too. What can you do to fight it? And I'll be talking a little bit about it over next 8 minutes. Inflammation has four signs. You feel heat, you feel redness, and you feel swelling and pain and loss of function. You cannot think right, you can't do right things, and you are feeling low and fearful, anxiety, and everything else goes with loss of function. And these are said, the same thing is said, inflammation is a silent killer, and five characteristic, calor, rubor, tumor, dolor, and loss of function. Inflammation is inherently good, but persistent, uncontrolled, and subtle inflammation may be bad in long run. Can herbs, spices, omega-3, and exercise reduce brain inflammation in drug addicts? And answer is, after listening to me so far, you will say, yes, they can reduce it, and I'll provide a little bit of further evidence for it. Prevention strategies for unmanaged or dysregulated inflammation in drug addicts should be safe, practical, flexible, easy, cost-effective, and easy to adopt, community-based, and applicable to the populations. And it can be, it can qualify for anything. Here is a summary of managing inflammatory process in addiction or brain diseases. Drink a lot of water, or lime water, or green tea. Keep hydrating your body. Keep your body in a fluid motion. Exercise, yoga, meditation I talked about. Fish oil could help. Turmeric, black pepper, and olive oil are in combination is a great medicine for the prevention of inflammation in the body. And I'll come back to this a little later. Natural function foods, black berries, blueberries, greens, nuts, and beans and grains, chia seeds, brown rice, they're all loaded with a lot of medicines of naturally packed with anti-pain and anti-inflammatory compounds. They reduce or eliminate the consumption of processed foods, the starches, sugar, salt, sweets, sodas, maybe even reduce consumption of dairy products. Here are three important spices I'm mentioning. There are hundreds and thousands of spices all over the globe, and people use for curing their illnesses in different ways, especially in Asia, Middle East, and all over the Africa as well. Turmeric comes in just like ginger, in roots, and in powder form. It is available at $2 to $4 per pound in the Korean stores, the fresh one, and relatively inexpensive in Indian stores too. Ginger, you know, you can buy from 50 cents to $2 per pound at most places. Black pepper is easily accessible in America. a combination of these three things in a right proportion and using with olive oil makes a very powerful medicine, and you can make it according to your taste and benefit from them to prevent brain inflammation. Here is a sort of a summary slide: exercise, greens, berries, beans, nuts, exposure to sun for vitamin D3, and several glasses of lime water, apple a day, or any other hard texture food. If you don't eat fish, then you can take vegan omega-3, and I can supply the source. DHAOmega3.org gives the sources of very good sources for the vegan omega-3 or other sources of omega-3. There are herbs, turmeric, ginger, black pepper can be added to your field. This is a magic pill, in my opinion, for food addiction, as well as it could also curb our desire for substance abuse. Spices, do they have any therapeutic potential in addiction? Herb may have an important role in the management of brain diseases such as pain, depression, inflammation, and addiction, etc. And I give you one example here. You see, acutely morphine produces pain. This is acute, I mean given single dose. But given after 5 days, its activity goes down. But if you combine it with turmeric, its extract, curcumin, 10, 30, and 100 milligram per kg every day, then the activity restores. So what I'm trying to say here, the painkillers like morphine, their efficacy and safety could be improved by giving turmeric in combination with piperine, which is black pepper, and olive oil. You don't have to go to the active materials. I believe that turmeric powder, black pepper, and olive oil can give you can improve the efficacy and safety of opiates. Do they have any therapeutic potential in addiction? Here is my little formulation, which you can modify in any way you want. Turmeric with black pepper in extra virgin olive oil at a ratio of 1 to 10 is liked, and it's consumed in a smaller quantities, increasing in amount that could reduce the brain inflammation. It can be added gradually in increasing amounts in soup, fast food, tea, etc. For the Western people, because they don't have the taste for this. Turmeric and other spices will reduce the need for pain and other medications. Here is another picture of cinnamon, ginger, and turmeric. These are Ayurvedic medicine, ashwagandha. And many fruits and vegetables carry lots of anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer agents in them. Here is some of the list of the anti-inflammatory fruits: grapes, mangosteen, goji berries, blueberries, acai berries, and if they are taken with a little bit of avocado or extra virgin olive oil, they could be very powerful medicines in themselves. So, only 6 minutes left in my presentation, and I'm going to summarize my talk during next couple of slides. Supportive environment from family, peers, schools, teachers, work is very important. You do not negate that you are an addict, so I'm not going to have your company. Give a supportive role. And it is okay to have problems, but attending to those problems and curbing those desires is more important than not accepting our problems. Balancing between self-medication, alcohol, and as anti-anxiety or smoking for ADHD, or pains or sleep medication and abuse potentials and development of tolerance means you will need more and more of these things as time goes by. If that is happening, seek help from professional prevention and treatment counselors or psychiatrists. Good nutrition, there is nothing like having a positive mindset and good nutrition, which I talked about, multicolor vegetables and fruits. Keeping body hydrated is important. Good sleep is important. A mild to moderate walk after dinner will lower the level of your glucose level and may produce good quality sleep. Any time I do it after 7 p.m. after dinner, 30 to 60 minutes after dinner, lowers my glucose level, prevent many pre-diabetes and diabetes, and have a better good quality sleep. So add that quality. Dig out a friend in your community or a family member. Go for a walk. Or if you can't walk because of weather or anything, dance in your living room or in your apartment. Functional foods like yogurt, prayers, meditation, singing, dancing, reading a Bible, or any other book could put you to sleep too. Rebuilding relationship with parents, grandparents, friends, and family is important. Maybe they have done something wrong. Forgive them, forget their problems, and move on and have a better relationship. Do not lean on drugs or alcohol or other behaviors. Keeping good company is important. If you want to keep a company up and improve your life, keep the good company of great people. And I cannot reemphasize this point. It helped me because when I was 18-year-old, I was in company of smokers, and I smoke a cigarette. Thanks God I got sick. Learn the art, not the science, but the art of better living and dealing with our losses, and do not dwell. So in the last couple of slides, that's the one, acceptance. We must accept our problems, whatever is little or more bigger problems they are. Seek help, sooner the better. Good nutrition, maybe vitamin D3 or exposure to sun will help, because low mood is connected with a lack of sun exposures, especially in Midwest and East in the winter months. Keeping good company. Beat loneliness and boredom. Go to church. Go walk with your neighbors. Stress management is very key important because it triggers the need for alcohol and substance abuse. Any enjoyable physical activity, exercise, meditation, laughing or yoga. If you're listening to me, and wheresoever you are, and if you can laugh, laugh with me, I'll laugh, try to laugh with you. Do it. It opens up your mind. Do it as long as you can. And do. If you can't do it in public, go in your basement or in an apartment, involve your family in laughing yoga. It's a very good trick to restart. To lower stress in your life. Forgiveness, and Mother Teresa always says, even no matter how low a person is in your company, forgive them, it will bring peace and health to you. Beat unemployment. Anybody who is out of job should be put to a farming, gardening, swimming, volunteering. Community service is the most important thing in life, and that's what I'm doing today. I wanted to be a healer at age 8, and I'm fulfilling this my dream by the opportunity provided by Cigna and Amy. Walk and talk. You can resolve all the problems. Do not create hate against employers or your friends who have misled you to a wrong path. Together, I assure you, together you, your caring family, community, and physicians can help in preventing drug abuse and treating it and associated mental illnesses and comorbidities. Once again, prayers, meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga, laughing can serve as any enjoyable physical activity can act as an anti-anxiety, anti-stress medication, and you'll be successful partially or completely will depend upon your mindset and your how much you do it. In addition to alcohol and substance abuse, many people are using misusing pain and sleep medications, and I'm running out of my time. During last 8 years, 1 million to now, there are about 2.5 million people are using pain medications. They have used abuse of illicit drugs. So the seniors from age 50 to 59 old are reporting an increased use of the substance abuse. So at this stage, incorporate exercise, functional foods, beans, greens, and etc. 80% of the global painkillers are abused or are used and abused by us in America, and prescription have gone up by 600%. And I'm sure exercise, yoga, meditation, spices, and fish oil, functional foods may reduce the addiction to pain medications. And if you are needing more and more prescription medications to overcome your pains, consult your physician. Now, every 20 minutes, somebody is dying of prescription overdose of pain medications. So please take care of, do not take painkillers, and consult your physicians to overcome this difficulty. Sleep deprivation is a big factor, and I did talk about how to attend it. Do not drive when you're sleepy or under the influence of pain medications or alcohol. Alcohol and substance abuse are preventable behavior. Addiction is a treatable disease. Holistic approaches, as we discussed here, can be utilized in home, hospital, school settings, and may help in prevention of addiction. Early recognition and interventions are key to the success. I think I have gone 2 minutes over my time. Thank you so much for listening and giving me this opportunity.
Thank you, Dr. Chan. To help us evaluate and improve our program, please complete the following short survey. If you are a Cigna employee, we ask that you please refrain from participating in this survey. After the last question, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. Your individual responses will be kept confidential. Please tell us the degree to which you agree or disagree with the following statements. This session provided me with information on holistic strategies to treat and/or prevent addiction. Press star 1 if you strongly agree, star 2 if you agree, star 3 disagree, star 4 strongly disagree. We'll pause for just a moment. And again, this session provided me with information on holistic strategies to treat and/or prevent addiction. Star 1 strongly agree, star 2 agree, star 3 disagree, star 4 strongly disagree. And we'll move to our next question. This session educated me on how diet and exercise can help reduce cravings and addiction. Star 1, strongly agree. Star 2, agree. Star 3, disagree. Star 4, strongly disagree. And again, we'll pause for a moment. Move to our third question. Overall, this session met my expectations. Please select one of the following responses. Star 1, strongly agree. Star 2, agree. Star 3, disagree. Star 4, strongly disagree. Again, we'll pause for a moment. We'll move to our next question. I would recommend this program to others. Star 1 if you agree. Star 2 if you do not agree. Then we'll move on to our last survey question. Please select the response that best describes your role in the life of an individual with substance abuse issues. Star 1, I am a person with a substance abuse issue. Star 2, I am a family member of someone with a substance abuse issue. Star 3, I am a treatment provider for someone with a substance abuse issue. Star 4, other. And again, we'll pause for just a moment. Thank you for your feedback and for participating in our program. If you would like to make any additional comments to help us improve this program or have any questions on today's topic, please press star 1 to have your line opened into the conference. And again, that is star 1 for questions at this time. And just as a final reminder, that is star 1 for questions at this time. It appears that there are no questions. Dr. Chan, do you have any closing or final remarks?
Well, my recommendation is take 2-3 points from this presentation. Remember, exercise, any enjoyable physical activity. Second thing is taking some small fatty fish, salmon, or any other fatty fish every day. And adding some of these herbs I talked about, turmeric, black pepper, olive oil, ginger, they are powerful anti-inflammatory medications loaded and packed by Mother Nature. And my recommendation is meditation and yoga are being practiced in America, and they can be more put to use for the good of global health, of all the sufferings and pains we go through every day. And I'm trying to use it every day of my life because I am a stroke survivor. And I use it because it makes me feel worthy of living and making a contribution to my employer and my community and my society and extended family like you. So my message to you is take few points, discuss with your family or friends, and guide them to this website at Cigna.com, Substance Abuse, and listen to these sessions and benefit from it. It's free, it's cost effective, and suggest to your employers and insurance companies that they can provide group setting exercise, yoga, meditation training, and so that we can overcome the difficulties of prevention and treatment of addictive disorders. I agree with the comments made earlier in my previous talks that just functional foods, herbs, exercise, yoga, meditation, dancing, forgiveness may not be adequate in every case. So take help from treatment experts. or your government agencies which are providing prevention guidance, counseling, and so on and so forth. We are very blessed that we are in America. We do care about people with problems, including myself. I'm not saying that you have it problem. We all have it to a varying degree. I still love fast food, but I don't go close to it anymore. The fast food industry is making the tastier food, adding flavors and many other things in your diet so that you can keep eating without feeling it. So more you eat, more need may arise for pain medications. More you eat the fast food and sugar-loaded drinks, more desire to go for substance abuse or painkillers or alcohol. So let's go to the root cause of our problems. Perhaps that is in our fast food culture. Sugars, sodas, fruit juices, fructose-loaded foods, and flavor-loaded foods. So my mission in life is to help my extended family, which the listeners, Amy, Signa, and my nation, I'm proud American, as I said before, that this nation gave me food, shelter, clothing, and beyond for more than 30 years. It's my time to make a small dent through these seminars. And if you have any question, don't hesitate to send me an email at info@dadstea.com. I'm not trying to sell Dad's Tea to anybody. You can make your own. There are some, you can look at that website and benefit from it, and you can make your own and benefit for your own family and buy anti-inflammatory herbs and in your tea. Unless there is 4 minutes left, if you have Amy or Diane, you have any questions, please feel free to ask me on behalf of my listeners.
Thank you, Dr. Chan. And just as a final reminder, that is star one if you have a question over the phone lines today.
There is a question there? Oh, okay.
Dr. Chan, it appears that we have no further questions.
That's wonderful, and I will hang on to our telephones, and we'll have a little talk about it a little further.
And thank you. This does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation.